Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
I feel like I've been presenting a lot of dichotomies recently, and I'm not entirely sure why, but I have a hunch it's because I find a dichotomy to be a useful way to motivate myself and others towards better behavior, towards a better identity. When you paint a black and white picture of the way things are, then you don't really give people much choice to stay in the gray area. You're either like this or you're like that, so you better be more like this. Here's another one for you. There's two kinds of people. People who fall in love with the process and people who fall in love with the outcome. People who fall in love with the outcome don't have enough stamina to sustain the work required to achieve that outcome. People who sit around and dream about the future and what they will have, what they will be, what things will feel like, they get really attached to that vision for the future, which is not in and of itself a bad thing. But if that's not coupled with a love for the process, then they're not going to have the fortitude to push through and to do the work and to put in the effort required to achieve that outcome. First sign of trouble, first obstacle, first problem, first challenge, they're going to run for the hills because they've romanticized this vision they have for the future and they've built it up so much in their head, but they haven't developed a passion or a love for the work required to get there. And they may still get there in the end. They may still win in the long run, but it takes them a whole lot longer because they're going to get thrown off track every time they hit a little bump in the road. And then there's people who fall in love with the process. Now, these are the people who, you know, they still want the outcome. They want that future for themselves and for their business. They want all those things, but that's not where they put the lion's share of their attention. They identify the outcome, the vision, the future they want to create. Then they map out the steps required to get there, the process that they need to follow. And then they put their head down and they follow the process. But they don't just follow the process. They fall in love with the process. They enjoy the process. They get their jollies. They get their gratification from the execution of the process. Not necessarily because they love the activity itself. So maybe they don't like recording videos. Maybe they don't like sending emails. Maybe they don't like sending messages. Maybe they don't like sending referral requests. They might not like those activities in and of themselves, but what they like, what they've fallen in love with, is the knowledge that when they do those things, they're on track to achieving their outcomes. Because they know that with the right inputs, the outputs are inevitable. So that's something I want you to think about. It's easy to do something for a month. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. It's easy. You know, the first classic example, the first 50, 60 episodes of this podcast, Marketing Out Loud, easy. Super easy. I mean, I didn't think twice about it. It was just so natural. I had so much to share. And then I hit a wall and things got difficult. And I kind of lost my love for the process. And, well, you saw what happened. I didn't publish as often. I kind of fell off my rhythm. And and the work suffered. Now, you may have noticed, I've fallen back in love with the process, not the outcome. I don't even know who listens to this. I know anecdotally people listen to it. I have yet to check the stats. I don't care. I fall in love with the process. This is, you don't know it, obviously, but this is the fourth episode I'm recording today. I am head over heels with the process right now, because I know if I follow the process, the outcome is inevitable. So think about that. Think about how you can fall in love with your process, because really that's what's going to sustain you for the long haul. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.